Yes, that's right. You're listening to 95BFM Breakfast. We've got some special guests in the studio. It's a bit crowded in here. We've got Flynn, Rosa and Sam from Musician. Kia ora team.
Kia ora.
Kia ora.
How are we?
So good.
It's so nice to have some pals in the studio, isn't it, Mills?
It's always good to have friends. And we're also chatting about something really exciting, which is so good. We're talking about issue number 4.
Woo!
Woohoo! Okay, Musician. It's been a real journey, hasn't it?
Sure has.
Can you give us, like, the brief recap of the journey thus far to issue 4?
I think, so I came home from work one day and thought, man, Musician would be a great name for a music mag. I don't know if I still believe
it.
It is
a great name. I write it.
It's a great name.
It's hard to pronounce when looked at, but I'm glad that we did it with that name. But Sam decided, yeah, we should do a music mag.
Yeah, the cart was definitely leading the horse.
Yeah, and then we realised that between the two of us, neither of us knew how to make a music mag at all.
And that's where you come in, Rosa.
And
that's
about 20,
where I come in.
Yeah, 20 minutes later, we're like, Rosa, do you want to do a music mag? And it kind of all happened from there. Rosa was doing her final year of design school, so it just worked out. Sam and I were on radio down in Christchurch at RDU. And
ooh, shout out.
Yeah,
shout out RDU.
Student Radio Network, hell yeah.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we did one mag for that final year of design, and then we just decided to keep going. We did a second mag the year after, 2022. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, third and 2024, I guess. And then, yeah, this year is the fourth magazine.
How exciting. It's been such a cool thing to watch it blossom, and it's such a grassroots project. There's a lot of hard mahi that's gone into it from you three as well as all of your contributors, eh?
Totally. Like, I think every time we come around and do it again, I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. Like, this is a lot of work, but it is so worth it. And like, we get to meet so many cool people and work with so many incredible contributors, like writers, photographers, artists, you know, obviously the musicians. So yeah, it's honestly so much fun.
And what's been involved in terms of getting issue 4 over the line to actually happen?
Well, yeah, I guess like substantially, we got funded for this magazine from Creative New Zealand, I work in funding. So I'm like, I know kind of like the perils and how hard it is to get funded. So we got funded for this issue and to do the same thing next year, which is kind of insane. So that was big.
That takes a financial pressure off, which is really exciting. But yeah, I mean, I guess just committing to doing it again is like in our own brains is kind of like the big thing. But
yeah, I mean, you've all got like day jobs as well. This is like, this isn't the main thing. This is the side hustle.
Yeah.
So it's, respect. It's a lot to get done. Tell us, can you each give us maybe a bit of a glimpse about what you're excited for in issue 4, or some features maybe, some sneak peeks that you're really looking forward to?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think this time around we have tried really hard to get mostly like all visuals that are for the magazine specifically. So it's been really awesome seeing like the writing come together and then organizing shoots or, you know, sort of like getting artists involved. So I think for me, like in an overall sense, I'm so excited for people to see like how these two things can work together and, you know, in the print. But yeah, we've got like honestly so many incredible artists this time. Well, every time, but you know, super exciting. I don't even know how to pick a.
There's a lot, hey. I'm really enjoying the little like trickling out on socials that you guys are doing. I'm looking forward to reading the Circling Sun feature.
Yeah,
it's gonna be awesome.
I mean, they're amazing.
Yeah.
Sam, do you wanna? You do probably the best presenter voice. Do you wanna just read off the list of who's in it?
Fire off the list.
Yeah, fire quick.
You've been awfully quiet, Sam. Come on, you need to participate a bit more.
I know. Whenever we've done these before, I think I've talked too much. So I'm just trying to balance the ledger out a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, we've got a pretty good range of things. Geneva AM, Holiday Records, Ma. That's quite a long list. The one I'm most excited about, very selfishly, is the Powder Shoots. Powder Shoots feature, which is a South Island band from Wanaka, who are really cool. I think it's, we've done a, well, what I really like about this issue is we've done like a big range of styles and all that, which has been something we've sort of tried to do every time, but I think this time like it's we've sort of managed to do that really nicely, which is awesome. Yeah, as you say, like Circling Sun and Love Affinity Choir, Tochka, Saltwater Criminals, Savi, Cruelly, Pearly. Have I missed anyone off there?
Navarre.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Navarre Katoa.
We love Together Navarre. Blue. So cool. I love how Musician also does such a great job of covering not just the bands and the artists, but all the sort of people across the scene. Like we were just talking about Navarre, who's like such an amazing producer and collaborator for so many, but then also Holiday Records and shining a light on these different corners of the scene.
Totally.
Is that something that you guys think about, sort of approaching it quite holistically?
100%. Like we definitely want to... We want to make things that aren't time sensitive. We want to make something that gives it a real vignette of like the scene at a time, and it's not sort of short form, or it doesn't come out of a press release, or doesn't necessarily relate to a specific project artists are doing. Like we want to have something that's, I guess, not time sensitive.
And I think also recognizing that there are so many different people who play so many parts in making the music scene what it is. So obviously it's incredible to do these artist features, but we also do want to balance it out with, you know, other people doing amazing stuff, because everything works together to kind of create the vibrancy it is. Yeah.
The theme of this is like, of this issue in particular, is community. And so I think we're putting a big focus on how all of these things interconnect, not just like different acts that share contributors and musicians, but also the behind the scenes things as well.
Yeah, it's a beautiful little ecosystem we've got going on here, eh? It's pretty nice. I quite like it. Oh, so cool. Thank you so much for joining us, guys. And you've got a launch party happening this Friday, which is very exciting.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, so we are hosting it at Open Late on K Road, 553, I believe, on K Road, if you don't know where that is, by the mobile station. We have Ben Shavas, Laurel Heim... Spidertown Baby and Foxtrot playing. You can check that out. There's like some timings and stuff like that. It's free, but you know, recommended to buy a magazine.
Strongly recommended.
So excited to celebrate.
Yeah, so cool. And if people can't make it on Friday, they can buy the magazine online?
Yep, on our website, or you know, through the Instagram. But yeah, many ways to get the mags.
So cool. Mags will be on sale on Friday for $30, which is actually a bloody bargain, because they're beautiful magazines. It's like a little book, isn't it? It's really, really nice.
And they're available now for pre-order.
Oh, awesome. Oh, cool. Okay, run. Off you go.
Get amongst.
Oh, so cool. Thank you so much for joining us, guys. It's been so nice to chat with you all. And I feel like having all three of you, I kind of get a glimpse into the team dynamic a little bit. Sam, we got you participating a bit more at the end. It was good. We're going to listen to a track from Geneva AM, who's featured in issue 4, is that
sure
right?
Sure is.
So cool. This is from her most recent album, Picky Picky. This track is Te Puna Rako. You're on BFM. Ooh.